Well, I think really, I mean, you know, we were a 6-10 team and a 3-13 team, and we have a lot of improving to do. Some of that continuity, whether it's been, you know, at the skilled spots, whether you're talking about tight end or wide receiver, you know, this year we experienced playing four different quarterbacks. You know, those aren't ideal for NFL football. But, you know, we have to improve in all those areas. You know, I think bright spot was, you know, I think our ability to block up front, you know, I think, you know, and I think that showed in our run game. But, you know, we have to improve in all areas of the passing game. We were able to do pretty good with explosive plays because anytime you can run the ball, it sets you up for some of those explosive plays. But we didn't get long touchdowns and, you know, we weren't very good on third down. You know, everybody highlights we didn't score enough points, which is fact. But we didn't get a lot of long touchdowns either. So, you know, we need more playmakers on both sides of the ball. Well, I think, you know, in the 2 years we've been here, we've done a lot of erasing. Part of that has been a little bit to get more youthful and a little bit to get better. And so, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we're in good position from a monetary standpoint. You know, not that we're going to build through free agency because we believe that the right way to build is through the draft. But, you know, last year getting a guy like Akeem Hicks and, you know, Jarrell Freeman, some of the people we got in free agency, you know, they improved us. So, you know, we need to do that again this offseason. You know, it's you're dealing with people, and evaluating people is not, you know, anything's 100%. I think in the quarterback position, there's a lot of intangible things that go along with it. It's not just the strongest arm or the tallest guy or the quickest guy. There's so much that goes into it. And then it does take a minute to develop because basically, you know, he has to control everything, especially in the NFL. We're just getting our feet wet as coaches. You know, the personnel people have been evaluating these guys all season long, and they're – big meetings. We had big meetings last week, just like, you know, the other 31 teams, as I'm sure. And those are primarily scouting things. But, you know, we get a lot as coaches. You know, this is sometimes, you know, some of our first peeks at guys, you know, especially sitting down talking to them without a helmet on. You know, it's hard to feel what a guy's all about when you're watching video. You know, so we're ready to start and embark on that tonight. You know, our interviews, formal interviews begin. I think when he's been out there, I think it's been positive. You know, I think, you know, really it's just been that consistency of being out there. And I'd say it's a partial evaluation. And, you know, one will just continue to evaluate moving forward. Well, I mean, I think I'd say he knows us better than anybody else he could potentially go to. So, you know, I think it's a positive feeling. Was typically these things, it's comes down to the market value, and you know, it's like walking into a store right now this time of year and there's no price tags, so we kind of developed that moving forward, and it's my experience been that's a very fluid process. Well, I think you know, again, the perception in the building may be a little different than outside, you know, from what I've gathered, but I think you know, he's very smart, very tough competitor. You know, I think he's had to deal with some injuries, unfortunately. They're part of football, but you know, he's bounced back quickly from all the ones we've experienced in the last 2 years. You know, but I think his, you know, the competitive nature of Jay, I think, has been I've been very impressed with. Well, I think it's going to be huge. You know, he was our first player taken. I think he was the 7th pick in the draft, in the 15 draft. You know, he lost his rookie season due to injury. We got him back last year, and it took a little bit to get back in the flow after taking a year off. And then, again, got injured. Not as serious an injury, thank goodness. But he's doing really well in his rehab, and we look for him to be, you know, definitely 100% as we enter this season.